Time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, of the Republican American. Probably of is better, a better preposition. What's going on out there, Ruth?
Lots.
There you go. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. We have a new superintendent of schools, the ABC committee and the Region 1 board, and all the boards in the region last week approved the appointment of Melanie Brady Shanley, who is currently the superintendent of the Winchester Public School System. As you know, Lisa Carter, our superintendent, is retiring at the end of this year. There's been a search, and the candidate is Miss Brady Shanley. She comes highly recommended. She pulled Winsted out of their problems back in 2017. She was hired and pulled them out of receivership and has really made that school, turned the school system around. So the people I spoke to are very pleased, and she will be coming on board July 1. And Lisa Carter will be, I understand, is going to be consulting for Ed Advance once she steps down.
Is that where everybody goes?
No. But
the other reason I'm asking that is, you know, sort of like when you when you retire from Congress, you go to you know, there are X firms that you go to. I had heard that Ed Advance was a consultant. Aren't they a consultant that we use?
Yes.
So that's why I'm asking. Mostly it's a familiarity / institutional knowledge thing. That's what
yeah.
The question is about.
Now, some people just, you know, go away completely and you know, retire to their whatever. But Lisa wants to keep her hands in it, so she.
And where does Melanie? Does she live locally?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't
know. You know, just my usual curiosity. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll find all that out. The boards are meeting this week to finalize her contract, and then get to know her a little better, and we'll find all that out.
Gotcha.
She went to undergrad in Pennsylvania, so she may be from there. I'm not sure, but she's got all the credentials, and the boards are looking forward to working with her. Heartwarming thing in at Sharon Center School, this little first grader, Wyatt, had been diagnosed with a brain tumor and has been out of school. And on Monday morning, he came back to a big welcome. The school, everybody in the school had T-shirts made up. Well, everybody was wearing them that said, "Welcome, Wyatt," and they all lined the halls and applauded as he came back to school. A really sweet story, other than the fact that he's has this health issue, but he seems, according to his mother, he's seems to be doing okay. It really, as I say, was very touching. And Heather Matthews, who the reading interventionist at the school, organized this whole program and said, "We just want to show him our support. He's been through a lot," and it really was. And he was teary-eyed coming back in, but very welcomed, and his mom and sister were there. It was very touching. And again, it's small town people coming together when people have issues. And
actually happens in big towns too. But it's always really nice to acknowledge someone. Period.
Yeah.
To acknowledge someone.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure it happens. But to see lined up there and clapping and welcoming him was really very touching. And we all hope the best for him. He's got a long road ahead, as his mother said, but he's on the way.
One day at a time, and today he's back in school, or yesterday or whenever he was back in school, so
mm-hmm.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, the Falls Village Board of Selectmen were told to cut more money. They had a finance board meeting last week, and all the board had been told to cut $130,000. The school board had been told to cut $20,000. The Board of Selectmen came back with some cuts. Board of Finance said, nope, not enough. We're going to make the cuts now. So they're going to be meeting, and Board of Finance will be telling them where to cut. Should be interesting. Of course, this is not the final word. The final word comes from the townspeople. So there have been times when the Board of Finance tells boards to cut, and the townspeople come back and say, no, no, we don't want that. So, you know, put it back. And so we'll be interest.
Is that a referendum or is that the?
No. There is a town hearing first, and then the Board of Finance is supposed to heed what they hear there, and then it's a town meeting, hand vote,
right.
Or voice vote, and that's in May sometime.
And are these just, you know, broadly without being controversial at all, are they reasonable cuts or is it?
Not. I'm sure the selectmen don't think so because they have said we presented them a bare budget. They came back and, you know, asked them to cut, so they cut some more. And now the selectmen felt that they had done as much as it could, they could, and now they want more. So I would say that, you know, the selectmen don't think it's feasible. But.
All right, so basically now goes to the town.
Mm.
In short, in other words, it's going to be the town, based on what the cuts are and based on the presentation, are the ones who are going to have to decide?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. I mean, there's been a big push, for example, from library supporters. They wanted an increase, and they received, I think the selectmen received about 50 letters encouraging them to support the increase. Well, they couldn't support the increase because they had to cut, so if they have to cut any more, I think, and I, this is just my supposition, I would think the library folks would be out there in numbers wanting money put back in. So,
well, I think that it's necessary for people to find out what's going on and then participate if they have a view. That's,
yeah.
That's really all I'm attempting to elicit.
Yes, they have
like,
the.
Oh, okay.
They can come back and say, you know, too deep. The cuts are too deep, and we don't want it. So,
yeah. Okay.
But it's now, you know, this is interesting that the Finance Board is going to choose where they feel the cuts should be made, and that could stir things up.
And the Finance Board is elected?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So that you know, we've talked from time to time, just because I realize it depends on the town where you've got elected and appointed, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. These are all elected, and your insinuation there. Yeah, I mean, if people don't like it, they talk at the next election, or they.
No, it's a system, quote quote, and it works a certain way, quote quote, and if it doesn't work, then it's on the voters actually to change it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I was.
Right.
But in the meantime, having learned my lesson by serving on a finance committee for a building, and cutting, you know, this is just me personally, and you know, when we cut, it was what we presented was not, it was bare. It was there was no fat in it, and
mm-hmm.
You know, some of the tenants were. Okay, and other tenants were convinced because they hated, personalities came into it, and they just decided that, she had taken all the money. I was like, well,
mm-hmm.
Great, what is Essex Brothers going to say when we don't pay the water tower? Yeah, but he is like, okay, sure, whatever. You know what I mean? So there's,
yep.
It's walking the line between, right, this is what it is, as my Uncle Lou used to say, so whatever.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yep, okay.
See what they say. Monday night was a Planning and Zoning Commission hearing in Canaan. They were discussing the 20-lot subdivision off Honey Hill. That's been sort of controversial. Big piece of property along the Housatonic River, and Bruce McEver has put in his application, and the I'll have to follow up, get you how that hearing went. We had this weekend an Eagle Scout ceremony in Canaan. Young Liam McNeil had his court of honor. These scouts are incredible, these young men. And Canaan has an abundance of Eagle Scouts, much more than any of the other towns. And the Troop 22 is really to be commended, all of the leaders, the work that these kids do, and it's amazing. And Liam, whose mom is the athletic director at the high school, Ann McNeil, she's also involved in the troop's activities. Liam built a new a brick wall into which the burned flags can be put at the VFW. He said previously they were put into a barrel, and he didn't think that was respectful. And so his project was to build out of brick a wall around so the flags can be put into this and burned with respect. So it was a lovely ceremony. They always are, and all the scouts came out and to show their congratulatory wishes to him, and parents and friends and teachers were all there.
And it's a huge deal, and again,
impressive. The retaining wall project in Cornwall is ongoing. The road is closed. Yield Industry is working on, and it's an incredible site for anybody who wants to see what they're doing there. This retaining wall on Millbrook has to be redone, and so they are the machinery and the way these guys are working is incredible. And those people, talking to someone who said she was trying to decide which detour was best. Was it up Route 7 and around to Music Mountain, or was it up Cream Hill and down? While people are taking it well, it is an inconvenience, but this is work that had to be done. And in response to that, the Selectmen and Board of Ed held the Board of Finance held a hearing on the budget the other night and talked about that project, along with the landslide on Essex Hill Road, was another issue that's causing the budget to go up. Cornwall took a hit this year with all the flood damage and stuff. And so this project plus the Essex Hill certainly were unexpected, and the budgets will reflect that. There will be a mill increase, and there's also, adding to that, they're having their costs for Region 1 are going up, so there will be a tax increase in Cornwall this year, as they tried to keep it as low as possible, but nature happens. Interesting, very nice event at Noble Horizons. This past weekend, they had the Right to Bear Art. The auxiliary put on this program. They had artwork all pertaining to bears, and the room was just filled with all sorts of the theme of bears. There were bear napkins and plates and cookies, and then the artwork was all related to either bears or habitat, and they sold the paintings, and all the money goes towards the auxiliary, which helps and supports the residents, enhances the lives of the residents. But it was packed, and the group who put it on were extremely happy. Looking ahead, one little a side note, being in West Cornwall that day, I did happen upon a new restaurant. Now, Frank had closed, Frank Restaurant, Frank Company, or had closed after much enthusiasm, but it lasted a couple of years. Well, there's a new restaurant that's going in. They're working on it now in the same spot, and they should be opening sometime this spring, so people are very happy. West Cornwall will again once again have a restaurant. Looking ahead, the Sharon budget hearing is this Friday night. Keenan and Cornwall are holding cleanup days on Saturday. Keenan's school Arbor Day program is on Friday. There is a drug take-back day on Saturday at Troop B. Bring your drugs. Don't throw them in the toilet or just in the river. Take them there, and they'll also be giving out Narcan to those who want it. There's a COVID clinic in Cornwall on Thursday from 11 to 4, excuse me, on Wednesday from 11 to 4 at the town hall. And there is a vote in Kent Friday night to transfer that land to Kent Affordable Housing for affordable housing units. So once again, a busy time coming up.
Thank you very much, Ruth Epstein, Republican American, What's Going On Out There, Ruth, Robin Hood Radio.